This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for June 16th. I'm Paul Platt. Just days after Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison accused NASA Administrator Charles Bolden of skirting the law to effectively kill the Constellation program, the agency has appointed two new managers to oversee the effort. Both will be based in Houston. Taiwan's National Space Organization is looking ahead to the launch of its Formosat 5 Earth observation satellite, and it signed a contract with SpaceX to put it into orbit. NBAA reports a record crowd for its third of four regional forums for 2010. The event was staged at Teterboro Airport west of New York, a busy general aviation facility. A woman who claims a TSA screener touched her inappropriately with a metal detection wand at Philadelphia won't get any backup from surveillance video. The tapes are erased every 30 days. Hawker Beechcraft Services reports testing and certification on the Beechcraft King Air 90X composite winglet modification has been completed, and the mod is now available for installation. EAA's Young Eagles program is taking the next step, offering participants a free first flight lesson. A dentist in Minden, Nebraska, was apparently hit and killed by the turning prop of his own Cessna 172. The Australian government has passed a new law imposing a maximum 10-year prison term for claiming there's a bomb aboard an airplane. The previous penalty was 2 years. And a lawsuit has been filed by a coalition of environmental groups against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, claiming EPA has not addressed greenhouse gas emissions coming from airplanes. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Jay Carlson of Rotor FX about the Mosquito ultralight helicopter and a new two-place helicopter being brought in from the Ukraine. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.